Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Mia Hemmings comes from a well-established Kama'aina family. She's a mother to an amazing and beautiful daughter, Malia, and Jinana to two precious granddaughters, Bella and Lola. She's been a member of New Hope Diamond Head for 8 years. She's been a part of Camp Agape for the last 7 years. But her real passion is teaching the body of Christ, the uncompromised living Word of God, and seeing people's lives change. Well, you're in for it today, a blessing from the Lord. That's why we have the Good Life Radio program, to remind you about the love of Jesus Christ, to lead you closer and closer to Him, that you would know Him, that you would know Christ who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today, my friend, calls you to Himself. His arms reaching out to you, wherever you are right now, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. If you feel like your back is against the wall, you don't know what to do next. You need answers. You need hope. Come to Christ. Would you do it? Just as you are, open your heart to Jesus. He will embrace you. And you, my friend, will experience what it means to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And if you're a Christ follower, you're walking with Jesus, well, our hope, our purpose is to build you up, to strengthen you, and I believe you will. Mia Hemmings, she's been a spiritual mom to many, many women throughout her 30 years of walking with God. She leads WOW, Women of the Word, a prophetic ministry, a teaching ministry at New Hope Diamond Head. Every Thursday, she's been doing that for over 2 years now. She's been invited to teach in Fiji and yearns to be filled again and again with God's Spirit among the thirsty islanders whose lives are a perfect example of more of Him, less of me. Mia, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
Born and raised Honolulu, Hawaii, Kapi'olani Hospital. All six of us.
What was it like for you growing up where you did in Hawaii at that time?
Well, I can relate to a fellow constituent, Mike Buck, when we talked story about being raised on the beach at Waikiki, when there were two hotels on the beach and two hotels across the street. That was just about it.
I've heard that they might have been enchanting moments back in those days. It's good to hear you mention of it. The name Hemmings, people will say, well, who is she related to with a name like that? What's the background with your name, Mia Hemmings?
Well, first of all, I'm one of, as my father would say, six wonderful children. And you might have heard of Fred, my brother, an illustrious, world-famous surfer. One of the, I guess, the daredevils and the pioneers of big wave surfing. And not to be undone or left out, my brother Aka, who is famous for taking off on a 30-foot wave at Avalanche on a three-man canoe with the steersman jumping out the back of the canoe. I come from a great family.
Well, a great family, it takes faith, a family of faith. And you are a woman of faith. I can just sense that. Mia, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
That's an easy question. Two people. The first was, and I have to go back to part of my testimony, I had polio when I was a child, along with my other brothers and sisters. And I was given a death sentence to my body. I was told that I would be weak and my legs would be weak. And my dad took me to Joe Flanders Dance Studio at Punahou School. And there I danced my heart out for 15 years. And my teacher, Joe Flanders, made me the best that I could be. And in ways that people don't even know about. And at that time, it might have seemed bizarre, but she used to whack me after class because they kept me after class to work extra hard with my legs, right? She'd whack me with her cane because she carried a cane to keep the beat on my legs. And it was almost kind of like the stripes of Jesus. It was pretty cleansing.
like a flogging of sorts.
It was. But she made me the best that I could be. And when I knew that I had achieved what the teacher had put in me, I was beside myself. And you know, you come to that moment as a dancer or an actor or whatever your craft is. And I can remember moving along across the dance floor with this massive mirror going towards it, but her sitting in front of it. And she moved with my rhythm, and she smiled, and she laughed, and she threw her head back. She was completely immersed in the dancer that she had created. And to this day, she made me the best that I could possibly be. And that's the mark of an amazing teacher. And she influenced me in that way.
Are there things that you can remember her saying over and over again? A certain phrase, a certain string of words that stand out?
You know, to tell you the truth, it wasn't her words. Dancing is, and by the way, I use dance to worship God to this day. Even this morning, had a dance with him. And I thank her for that every day of my life. But it was more, like I said, the expression in her eyes. When you achieved what she had set out to put in you, when it came out, you could see it on her face. She didn't have to say a word. Mm-hmm. And that was my prize, was just the pride and the joy of seeing your teacher realize her dream in me. It was pretty darn cool.
How did you become a Christian?
That's a great story. I can tell you that at age 3, as I mentioned briefly, I had polio, and there were 6 Hemings children. At the time, the first 4 were born, and my mother was pregnant with the 5th child. And in those days, it was a plague. In the 50s, it was a plague that moved across the nation of America, and kids were dropping left and right. My next-door neighbor had the kind of polio that weakened his legs to such a point that they became just spindly little lifeless limbs, and he wore steel, what do you call, around his legs?
Braces.
Thank you. Yeah, and had to have crutches as mm-hmm. well. And it was, and he dragged his legs behind him. And I knew that even at the age of 3, it's amazing how much I knew and how much I remembered that we were going to end up that way. And one of the reasons I knew that is because the people who would come and visit us in the hospital kept repeating those death-filled words. And at one point, I was so sick, and my brother, Freddie, I come to understand, almost died that night, and I wasn't far behind him. I was unconscious. I remember, and for anybody who says, I wonder if they hear us when they're unconscious, they do. Not only did I hear, but I saw, and my eyes were closed. And I had 3 aunties, 3 little Portuguese aunties, I'm half Portuguese, who came up to the window and pressed their face against the window because I was in quarantine, and they were crying and weeping. And they said, I can't believe she's going to die. I can't believe she's this sick. They were just speaking death over my little body. And at age 3, now I don't think I did this physically because I was unconscious, but in my spirit, I rose up. And out of my spirit came the word of God. And that is this scripture. I will live and not die. And there's a little bit more to that. But for me to say at age 3, I will live and not die. I am not going to die. I'm going to live. That was right in line with God's word. Mm-hmm. In that moment, I passed out, probably deeper, because I do remember seeing myself sit up and saying this. But I passed out, and God used that time to appear to me. And Jesus appeared to me. In 2 dreams. One was a metaphor, and that was me, my father walking with the doctor towards me. And the doctor had a huge knife in his hands, and he was going to take my legs off. And when he went to take my legs off and lifted the sword, the saber, whatever it was in his hand, and began to come down, my father grabbed his arm and said, "You cannot have her legs." But the second dream was far better than the first, and that was Jesus standing on a hill. And his garments were so white that I could barely look at him, but I got to watch him. And underneath him, under his feet, and this is all scriptural because I didn't know scripture when I was three, right, was the devil. And the devil would come out and he'd wring his hands and he'd go, "She's mine, she's mine, she's mine." And he'd cackle and just, he was a horrible, horrible being. I could feel and see the evil in him. But God would stop him. Jesus would stop him after every sentence that he said and said, "No, she's mine and she's been mine since before the earth was made." So that was my first encounter with Jesus. And to be very honest with you, and people who know me know I speak the truth and I love to speak the truth, and I also will accept great correction and at any time, so have at it if you need to. But I was in a religious denomination, and I looked with all my heart at age three for Jesus there, and I couldn't find him. I couldn't find him anywhere, and I loved him so much it was profound. My heart had been changed. And up until age eight, I looked with all my heart to find him, and I couldn't find him. And I'm one of those kids who, when I heard what some of the doctrine was, I'd raise my hand and I'd go, "That's not true. You just told me he's love. He's not going to do that." And I'd say things that would really aggravate people and get smacked around, you know, with the rulers and all that stuff. So be that as it may, I ran from God for 25 years.
The testimony of what happens when you're a child. You know, there are some very, you mentioned, profound things, vivid things that happen. Perhaps you could recollect some of those moments even in your childhood. Lessons learned, experiences had. A heart that's enlivened, a heart that's broken, a heart that goes awry because of confusion. Moments of disenchantment can happen when you're a child. And, of course, we don't have the maturity. We don't know how to process all these things. But when we look back, we can see the hand of God weaving the tapestry, the threads, making sense of it all. And as we do, we find hope. And that hope is found in Jesus. Mia Hemmings will share more when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, she's got to be a special child, 3 years old. Auntie's already speaking these words. I mean, of course, it's been diagnosed. I mean, it's a death sentence, a death knell. Polio, you're going to lose your legs, you're going to die. But 3 years old, she refuses to believe that. Something wells up in her spirit, and she knows it. And she enunciates in her spirit, I am not going to die. I will live. That's the story of Mia Hemming. She's in studio with me today. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm glad that you're with us today. You're in for a real blessing because of the story that she has to share. Well, many stories. In fact, lean in. Sit on the edge of your seat to find out more about this show. If you're tuning in just now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast for free. That and other resources, and hear the story of Mia Hemmings. So, polio, Mia, mm-hmm. you and your siblings, mm-hmm. mom's pregnant with another one of your siblings, and all of you have been diagnosed with polio. What happened?
Well, the greatest thing of all is we were completely healed. Not one of us had any repercussions whatsoever on any level in our bodies. And I didn't find out until way, way later. I knew my mother was a holy person. That was the word I could best describe her. She was an amazing woman. But she was a prayer warrior, I'm thinking, because I heard later that she got a prayer chain throughout the Hawaiian Islands. We were a territory at the time. And also my father, who was not a praying man. And they prayed their hearts out. Mm. And God honored their prayers. He heard their prayers, and he healed all four of us of polio. And in those days, you ended up in like an iron lung or in the braces. There were very few people who escaped that plague. And all four of us did.
So you go from the age of three. And you're noticing things in church, but there's a gap between three and your mid-20s. Mm-hmm. What happened in between, and what happened when you were in your mid-20s that brought you back?
That's easy, and it wasn't mid-20s, actually. It was probably longer than 25 years, because I think I was 35, so you guys do the math. It's mm-hmm. 22 years, maybe, something like that. First of all, I lived a decadent life. I was what I relate to my daughter to this day, and those who want to hear my testimony about that portion of my life, very selfish and very immature. I think like the rest of the world, the spirit of the world was very heavy on me, and I lived my life for me, and nothing else really mattered. But to be honest with you, Danny, I didn't know that at the time. I mean, I like to tell this expression to people: when you're deceived, you're so deceived you don't know you're deceived. And I was deceived to the point where I dragged my beautiful little daughter through a couple of marriages, and she reached the point in her own life where she said, I can't take this anymore. And she got herself into one of the top boarding schools in the nation and left. And she was very young. I think she was in the ninth grade, something along those lines. And when she came back, unbeknownst to her, during that first year, is the other massive part of my testimony, and that is having a head-on collision with the Lord. It was me and him on the beach. My husband had left me 7 times in 10 years, and it was just horrible drama. With every breath I took, it was pain and heartache. Unfortunately, he was into some things like we all can say about ourselves when we're in the world that were so detrimental to my soul, to our marriage, to my daughter, to himself. And although I can point the finger at him at any given time, as my mother said, there were four fingers pointing back at me. And for me, it was my mouth. I had an uncontrollable mouth, and I actually love to tell this to women because they can identify with it so much. I demasculated my husband. I was very controlling, and just, it was my way or the highway, and I was right and you were wrong. And on top of that, all of it all, I had the beginning of a gift from God, which was called the gift of organization. In the Bible, they call it administration. But I knew what to do and how to do it. I could bring order to any situation.
Mia, how did this develop? This, you know, you have an ability to speak. But for it to come to a place where you mentioned decadence, you mentioned selfishness, over the course of years, to come to a place where, you know, decadence is refined. To say
a great turnaround
in some odd way. How did it grow in that way?
Well, I think the beauty of this part of my testimony is that the last 2 years of my separation with Neil, because he left me 7 times in 10 years, it was a 2-year separation, and he stood in the doorway of my home and said, let's get this mess over with. I don't want to do this anymore. I can't even stand being around you. And it was at the end of the end of the end. And unbeknownst to him, 6 months prior to that, I had given my life to the Lord. And I had given him a Bible at some point in time. Didn't think he ever lifted it up or looked at it or anything. And I had a Bible study at my house. I was actually at living at Howard and Darcy Cook's house. Gorgeous, wonderful friends of mine forever, for the last 30 years. And I was kind of their house manager, taking care of their personal affairs and their children. And we had a Bible study there once a week. And Phyllis Ramia was the teacher. And lo and behold, he showed up. My husband showed up. And I could barely believe it. I mean, it took my breath away. And at the end of the Bible study, Phyllis was praying over us, and she began to speak, as she does all the time, prophetically. And she pointed her finger at the back of the crowd, right to my husband, and said, you come here. And he walked up to the front, and he stood in front of her, and he had that Bible that I had given in his hand, which was a shock to me. And she began to say things like, the words of your mouth will pierce the hearts of men from this day forward. And she prophesied over him, and there was things that I couldn't even imagine that a man like that could become. But I was in awe of what I was hearing. And the worst thing possible happened at that moment. He put his hand up, and he said, stop. And you know Phyllis with those big eyes and that beautiful little smile, and she kind of jolted her back, and she looked at him and turned her head, and my knees began to wobble, and I was going, he's rejecting God. And Neil turned around and looked at me, and he said, I don't think God's a liar. And in here, and he held up his Bible, he said, God says he hates divorce. So I guess that means you're my wife for the rest of my life. And I have to tell you that in that moment of time, that scripture came alive in my husband's heart that says, I will reach into your heart and pull out your heart of stone and give you a new heart and renew a right spirit within you. In the twinkling of an eye, he made a decision to follow God instead of everything on the inside of him that was screaming to be who he already was. And God gave him a brand new heart. He never looked at another woman again. He became a pastor. There were 10 years. We became marriage teachers at a big church here locally. It was just an amazing experience.
Your collision course. Your collision course. You said 6 months before that,
right,
you had given your heart to Christ.
Yep.
Describe that for us.
part A, on the beach at Tongs, for those who surf, they know where Tongs is. We used to live on the beach, the last house at the end of Waikiki on Kalakaua. It's where Mayor Neil Blaisdell used to live. It's a gorgeous little Victorian home that they've since torn down. And my husband lived there as a child for a number of years. And we got back in there, that amazing little home, as a married couple. And our daughter Malia was with us, my daughter Malia. When Neil did what he did, and left as many times as he did, I would lose my home, I'd lose my job, I'd lose everything, because half of your income and half of your life was then gone. So we found ourselves giving up that home and having to move. But I would always go back to that beach And when I was ever alone, being on that beach brought me great solace. But on that particular night, my husband happened to be living a few doors down the way, and I could hear him partying with some friends. And I began to weep and weep and weep, that gut-wrenching primal weep that comes out of a woman when she loses her marriage or she loses her child. It can't get any worse than that. And the doors of that beach house opened. Now, mind you, it's pitch black out at night, right? And there is a light that came out of that house and just hit me right between the eyes. Guess who had moved into the house? A pastor. And he came out onto the beach and he said, "I've seen you here with your daughter." And he put his arm around me and he said, "You need something so much bigger than your problems right now. You need the answer."
A collision course with God. It sounds a bit destructive, but it's sometimes because in our own destructiveness, there is a compelling. And this compelling is, it drives us to places, it drives us to primal screams, primal weepings that are hard to put into words. It's a destructiveness on the inside that is the prelude to the great healing that is going to take place, because we come to the end of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, well, perhaps someone would say, that's the best place to be, because you've run out. Yeah. Run out of self, run out of hoping in yourself, hoping in myself. And we look to someone, the one, who can make all the difference in our lives. And it's an ugly moment of life where Jesus comes with his sweetness and his grace. Mm-hmm. Mia Hemmings will share more of her story when we come back. You don't want to miss this now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals,
insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Have you ever looked through a scrapbook? Well, scrapbook. The younger generation listening goes, what is a scrapbook? I just look at it on my phone. I look at it on my mobile device. Well, those of the older ones who are listening, and you know, age is relative, but you kind of date yourself when you talk about scrapbooks. I've just done it. But sometimes you look at a scrapbook and you see a memory and you're like, oh, I want to tear that picture up. I wish it didn't happen. I wish. Well, did you know that there are times when even in our darkest, deepest, not so nice moments, that God can, with his grace, eclipse that, and you can live a new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Mia Hemmings is in studio with me today. What a blessing she is, and she's been so gracious with us in sharing her heart about her story. To find out more about this story and get other resources, find it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Mia, take us back as you explained the transition, this collision course with God. And God, pastor comes and he's saying, you need so much more, so much more. What happened after that?
Well, it's a curious story because, you know, there's a scripture that says the devil comes to kill, to steal, kill, and destroy, but he comes to steal the word from you immediately. And even as Richard was speaking to me, there was a little voice in my head going, don't believe it, don't believe it,
and
don't
Richard's
believe
the
it.
Pastor.
Yes, he was the pastor, yeah. Richard Tubman was his name. Mighty man of God. So that was the beginning. That was step one, when literally the door opened for me. It literally opened for me. And he said, promise me that you will, and he gave me a Bible, that you will begin to read this. And for a long time, I didn't do anything. There was no change whatsoever. But one day I did pick it up. And I have to tell you, and this is good for people to hear, the thing that made the most difference in my life at that time were my friends who had gotten born again. Because there was an enclave of people down there who were artists and surfers and just a wonderful group of people, but of course extremely worldly in ways that I don't even want to get into. But one of them stood out, and her name was Sandy. And she made that transition. She walked out of darkness into the light. And I remember her coming down the walkway of that old Victorian house and looking at me with a smile on her face, and I walked right up to her and said, I want what you've got. What is it? And she goes, you've already heard. Richard told me. He said he told you about Jesus. And she was the one who led me to Faith Fellowship. Do you remember Faith Fellowship that used to meet at the Diamond Head Cemetery in the little chapel? On that night, that was the night that I truly received Jesus. I went to a Sunday evening there. And whatever he was saying had nothing to do with anything except me. That sermon was written for me. And I began in the, you know, sinner's row, all the way in the back, to weep and quietly weep my heart out, crying and crying and crying. And I remember the sweetness of Faith Fellowship as the people there began to just come and put their arms around me in the middle of service. It was a very unique thing because that does not happen in the middle of services. It happens at the end of service. So Pastor Mel, he took a U-turn and he went the way the Holy Spirit wanted him to go. And I got ministered to and I got born again, and so did whoever else needed it at that moment in time. And that began this 30-year romance that I've been having with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have such a passion for him that it's changed my life in ways that people cannot understand unless they walk that walk themselves. It has to do for me with the word passion. I am passionately in love with the living Word of God. The living Word of God. And I shout it from the mountaintop to anybody who will hear.
You have a passion for teaching the Word. And ministering to people, and you have an entree into the life. You can say things to certain people that maybe others might not be able to say or might not even be able to receive, but they can receive it from you. Why such passion for teaching the Word?
You know what? First of all, you know that when you're born, God says he has a hope and a future for you and plans to prosper you and not to harm you. That being said, what he put on the inside of me, according to his plan, was the juice, I guess, that propelled me to where I am today. And that was having polio, therefore being put in the hands of Joe Flanders, therefore being on the stage every day, every year of my life for 15 years, singing and acting and dancing. That was the craft that's now coming out of my half Portuguese mouth. What a combination that is. Then you add the mix of getting to know God and how dramatic my life has changed, how dramatically it's changed. I don't resemble that person anymore. And I absolutely love what God has done.
That's important to highlight that. I'm not the person I was before. Mm-mm. To the point where if someone were to see you today, they would the resemblance would not connect. The countenance has changed, the language, the look in your eyes, and then just watching. How can someone today, Mia, who is just groveling in the past, how can they know that the past can be eclipsed by a new beginning? What would you say to them? Someone right now asking that.
Well, I would say who's ever listening right now is in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And they have been literally positioned in the seat they're in by God for such a moment as this. The way to, if I can very loosely use the term, acquire passion for God is by having a personal experience with him. And if you ask, you will receive. He will show up for you. He will show himself to you. And that's what he did for me on the beach when I cried out and said, I can't do this anymore. There was a succession of things that happened where he showed up beyond a shadow of a doubt, and he reached into my heart and made me a brand new person. Don't resemble that old person anymore.
Someone says, I want that. I want, I'm in that same place. I want to experience God. I've run out. I'm running on empty. I'm running on fumes. Could you lead in a prayer for someone in that place right now?
I would love to. Thank you, Father. Father, I see all the things that you have done in my life in a picture show right now in my brain. And if you could do what you did for me and in me and through me, someone who was so worldly and so undeserving, that I know that who is ever listening right now, that this is your time. And I want to pray the most beautiful thing that I could pray according to how I have experienced God for you. And that is that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of who he is, that God would open the eyes of your understanding, that you would know the hope of his calling in your lives. And I thank you, Father, that you said all things work together for good. So please, Father, take these words, put them in the hearts of those who are listening, and let it grow a fruit that results in the presence of your Spirit, in the presence of Jesus. Your word says, call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. This is a Jesus moment. Call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. Amen.
Amen. My friend, as the Lord has ministered to you through Mia, I want you to stay in touch with me. Let me know what has gone on in your heart, what has gone on in your life. It would mean something, and maybe it would help affirm, even galvanize, what God is doing in your life, because God sends her today to pray for you, to pray with you, right where you are. A moment of hope, a moment of blessing and restoration. She has a gift. She has a gift of teaching the word. She has a gift of communicating, and she has a real heart for women of the word. When we come back, Mia Hemmings will share about that ministry, that prophetic teaching ministry at New Hope Diamond Head, that's expanding now even to Fiji, and the Lord opening up doors for her there. Women, well, the Lord sends a woman to speak to women about the word. A woman who loves the Lord Jesus and a woman who loves you. We'll be back with more from Mia Hemmings. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Someone might say, for so long, a person has been held down or not seen the potential that they have. Their eyes have never risen over the horizon to really peer over and see what could be. Someone might say that about a large part of our population today. Someone might even say, oh, he's talking about women. Well, I'm not just talking about women. My guest today, Mia Hemmings, has a word to share to women, but also to men, because we've got to hear the other side of it and how it affects us and how we can be involved and be supportive of it and what God is doing. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Mia Hemmings is our guest today. She's been so gracious, sharing her story. That's why I'm glad you're with us to hear more about this program. Maybe you want to stand with us, pray with us, so that as we take this ministry, you know, A Slice of the Good Life is airing now in 21 states across the country, from West Coast to East Coast, and I mean, even places like Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, and New York and Florida, and even Canada, Ontario, Canada. The Lord is doing that, but with your support, your prayers, we're able to do more as God continues to open the doors with A Slice of the Good Life and the Good Life Hawaii and other programs that the Lord is developing through this ministry. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com, that's where you can find out more and connect with us and stand with us. Mia, what is Women of the Word Ministries there at New Hope Diamond Head?
Well, I can tell you that it started with a vision that I had in 1998. And then I'll fast forward to the present. But in 1998, it was a Sunday morning, and I was asleep. And I was awakened at the tail end of a dream that shook me to the marrow in my bones. I literally woke up shaking and weeping. And I was leading a group of people on a campus, it seemed. And there was a walkway that kind of bobbed and weaved along the way. And as we were going down this pathway, I looked off to my right, and there was about a 4 or 5 story building there. And I was speaking just briefly about the building, and the building exploded, and it pancaked one floor on top of the other till it was only at ground level. And being a little humorous now, half Portuguese, being a real leader, a Luna, so to speak, and having the gifts that God has given me, I immediately sprung into action. And with all the people that were behind me, I said each one of them, I gave them a position and a job description. But it came out of my mouth with lightning speed. And I noticed as I was running towards the fire, and I teach women, run to the accident. Always run to the accident, because you're bringing the answer to whatever it is. I saw water faucets all in front of this building, and they were in good condition. So I told people, go to the water faucets, go to the water faucets. And if you know, in scripture, water is equated with the word of God. So I, looking back on that dream, realized I was telling them, get ready, you're going to need the word right now. And I went to the center of the building where the bomb blast was, and reached my hand in and began pulling people out. And they were scarred and burned, and their skin was melting, and they were screaming and screeching. And as I pulled them out, I would give them to the people who were standing in front of the water faucets so that they could turn on the water and bathe them in the coolness of water to stop the burning. Well, guess what? None of the water faucets worked. And here were all these people who were burning, and the people I gave them to couldn't turn the water on. The last one that I pulled out was a baby, and the baby was dying in my arms, and that's what woke me up, because I began to speak the word of God over this baby. You will live and not die. You will live and not die, and to just breathe life into this little thing. And I woke up kind of like I am right now, with no breath in me and weeping and crying. And at that time, I didn't know, but God was birthing Women of the Word. And about 3 years ago, the Holy Spirit made it absolutely, explicitly clear that I was to teach, and I began to backpedal because the responsibility of people's lives was in my hands. And finally, after backpedaling and having words with God, he said, but all I want you to do is show up and do what you do best. Open your mouth and talk. I'll do the rest. And I went, whew, I never realized, but that's true, isn't it? So basically, women have been coming to Women of the Word for the last 2 years, and I teach what I call the uncompromised Word of God. And I teach things like the power of the Word, faith has a voice, faith works by love, three lessons on the Holy Spirit. I give them a foundation of the meat of the Word, and they grow strong in the strength of the Lord and the power of His might. Their lives change. I have daughters, spiritual daughters in Women of the Word, who are now in leadership, who are becoming pastors, who are in ministry. And it's a result of knowing what the Word of God says about who they are.
If someone wants to find out more about your ministry, how could they do that?
Well, they could come to Women of the Word on Thursdays. We meet at New Hope Diamond Head in their auditorium, where they have church on Saturdays and Sundays. And we meet there from 11:30 to 1:30. But it was designed, we changed the time recently, to do the teaching between 12 and 1. So people who are in the neighborhood, in the vicinity, can come for an hour and have lunch with us and hear the word.
Now, I mentioned Fiji. Fiji is somewhere near, I see your face radiating.
Yeah.
What has God opened up for you there?
A few months ago, a dear friend of mine on the Big Island, Kana'i Tegman, she's an evangelist. She asked me if I would pick up some people at the airport for her, and that she would fly over and be with me. And it was like a 6 a.m. flight. And I, of course, said yes, because I love Kana'i. I'll do anything she wants me to do, including every time I'm in her presence, she looks at my purse and finds something that she wants. So I give it to her. Sometimes the whole purse. So we picked this pastor and his wife up at the airport, spent the entire day with them. They're Fijian pastors. Well, in their church, I believe in 2005, I might not have the dates right, revival started. And this gentleman, Pastor Moses, is over 22 different churches, and his wife is anointed to teach as well, and she teaches side by side with him. Long story short, I was going on vacation a few days after they got here in Kamoela. They were going to Kamoela. They were teaching in the churches on the Big Island Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I didn't have a place to live Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I had a great place to live prior to that, but there was a big puka there. So they asked me to come, and I ended up ministering with them. As a result of that relationship, they have asked me to come to Fiji and to teach the women in Fiji, in at least the 22 churches there.
You have a message. You have something that God has placed on your heart to teach. Give us a glimpse of what that is, what's bubbling up in your soul.
I actually wrote this down so that I would get it right, because I think words are weighty, and words create or words destroy. And the mission that God has put in me for such a season as this, for however long it lasts, is to empower women to walk in their God-given identity, but for men to understand their God-given destiny. So it's a dual thing. If it's setting a woman free through the knowledge of God's word to truly be what God has called her to be. And I can just give you a brief little tidbit. Do you remember the scripture that says God took the woman out of the man? You know how many times we've read that thing and not known what it meant? He took the woman and all of her qualities out of a man. That means a man had all the qualities of male and all the qualities of female, which is intuition, sensitivity, those things, how to make a house a home. You know how awesome a woman is? Well, Adam had all of that in him. And God took the woman out of the man to make two separate sexes with two separate identities, and declared that they would walk side by side through life. So when you stop and look at what the Word says about women and how they were taken out of man, that's like such a glory to God moment. That's a personal identity that we were given in chapter one, you know, chapter two. Then when Jesus came, what happened? He set us free from the curse of the law of sin and death so that we can again walk side by side with men. Not below, not behind. In Fiji, they still walk a little behind. Mm-hmm. In America, we're starting to come up to speed, but how many countries here in this world where women are still oppressed?
Mia, we've got about a minute left. A parting shot. We have many women listening right now. Speak to them, heart to heart, one-on-one.
There's a scripture that comes to mind that says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And a scripture that says, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. And that God has set us free from the law of sin and death. And there is such freedom in knowing who we are. It will change your DNA, who we are in Christ. It literally will change your DNA. And that comes from walking with Him and wanting what He has. Because you know that scripture that says, as Jesus is, so are we in this world? Take a look at that. That means He, on the inside of me, wants to bust loose and use me to do it.
Well, perhaps at this moment there's a welling up in the hearts of many women who are saying, yes, I wanna bust loose, just like Mia described. And as we wrap up today, Mia, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us, to share from your heart as you have, to speak, to bring hope, to bring life to each of us. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Mia Hemmings. Mia is leading WOW, Women of the Word, a prophetic teaching ministry at New Hope Diamond Head. Every Thursday, you can go there and hear her teach and be lifted up by the ministry that God has given to her there. And I hope that today you've been encouraged by the insights, heartfelt sharing from Mia Hemmings. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a message for you there, a video for you to see. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 31:30 says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Mia Hemmings. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.